At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Good vibes and variety here at the Alice. And your last chance for Lady Gaga tickets right now. Take the word vibes, V-I-B-E-S. Text the word vibes to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win your last chance pair of tickets for Lady Gaga, July 22nd, right around the corner at the Chase Center. The word is vibes. 20357 is our contest line. And not only will you be entered for the tickets, we also have this Lady Gaga merch pack, which includes her entire album catalog on vinyl, all courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capitol Records. This hour's code word is vibes. We have those here. Vibes.
Good vibes.
And variety. V-I-B-E-S. Vibes. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. I will try not to gush once again.
Let it rip. Unbelievable. Oh, we love hearing how happy you are.
Love it.
Talk about satisfying.
Dude, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, sinking in. I'm going to not do this. It's great. I love it. Creative Energy, they have their Freedom to Choose sale on now. You can score no sales tax or 0% financing for 24 months on hot tubs, saunas, and swim spas. This sale ends on July 15th. CreativeEnergy.com. Yes, Vinny, your hand.
I heard you were Airbnb-ing your hot tub when you're not in it.
I'm not doing that.
That people can actually book a time and come by and get a nude soak. Is that true?
We have a...
That's too bad.
We have a house sitter. Who's going to stay with us at our house and take care of our cats and stuff. And I have an appointment with her for later today, and I'm going to show her how to use the thing. She's a friend of Riley's.
Oh.
And, yes. And they've been in the tub. Like, Riley has his friends over, and they all get in there, and I'm just so disgusted by it. Just like, ugh.
They're naked, too?
No.
Oh, well, then why are you disgusted?
Because I don't want other people in my hot tub. Like, get out of my hot tub. It's pristine. I'm in there all the time with my little vacuum. I have a little underwater vacuum for it. So good.
What are you spilling in the hot tub?
Sometimes, like...
What about the salty water? I mean, honestly.
When you have anything on your feet or things in the wind blow into the tub and they sink to the bottom, like, I'm just, trying to keep it really clean and nice.
Mm.
So it's pristine when I open it up. CreativeEnergy.com, everybody. Get your own hot tub. Treat it the way you want to. You know, maybe you will let the kids in it. I don't know. I wouldn't know. Except that I do. Okay. It's time to play a mini game. Maddie, I don't think you can play this one. I'm pretty sure you sent me this story this morning. So it's just going to be Bob and Vinny. Whose movies have grossed the most overall? Put these three actors in order of whose movies overall have grossed the most. Scarlett Johansson, Robert Downey Jr., or Samuel L. Jackson? Vinny, give me your order. Scarlett Johansson, Robert Downey Jr., Samuel L. Jackson. Whose movies have grossed the most overall?
I can't even think straight. I'm so mad at Bob right now.
Why are you so mad at her?
Because I'm going to win.
Yeah.
Because I know.
Yeah.
Did you see this story?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to say Robert Downey Jr.,
RBJ.
Scarlett Johansson, and the other guy.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
All right. What do you think, Bob?
ScarJo, then RDJ, and then Samuel.
Well, neither one of you got any right, but you got more right. Scarlett Johansson has just surpassed Samuel L. Jackson.
What was he in that? I know he's in everything, but what was he in that grossed so much? How does that beat Iron Man for three straight movies and all of the Avengers that he's in?
I know. It's crazy.
But you're saying it's true.
All he had to do is be in the movie. Whatever it grossed added to his pot. But ScarJo just took over. She just passed Sam Jackson. So it's Scarlett Johansson, Sam Jackson, and then Robert Downey Jr.
All of those Marvel movies.
Samuel L. Jackson is in The Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
And Star Wars.
And Jurassic Park.
It just hit me.
And Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's in Jurassic Park, the first one?
Yep, 1993.
Is that when the first one was?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Scarlett Johansson... We're the seventh of the Jurassic Parks was just released, and she's in that, and that. So that is the thing that nudged her over the top. Now, here's the thing. Robert Downey Jr., ScarJo has been killed off, and spoiler alert, in the Avengers.
Oh.
But they're about to reboot, and he's playing a different character now, so he's going to...
She's in the Avengers as well.
Yes,
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's playing Doctor Doom.
Yes, so he'll have... Many more high-grossing things. I mean, in the end, maybe he ends up winning, but I'm like, oh my God, Scarlett Johansson.
And she gets producer credits a lot. Like, I think she takes a lot on the back end of movies, so that's a lot more money than what you get paid for the movie.
Sometimes. Well, this isn't what they made. This is what the movies that they've been in have grossed together. Not what their paychecks were.
I can't think of a role where I watched ScarJo and was like blown away.
Really? She's great in Her.
Oh, yeah.
That's a voice work thing, though, right?
That's I haven't seen that.
You'd love that. And it's honestly, it's completely predictive. Like, it's
coming.
Yeah. Even when it came out, I was like, oh, that's weird that they've all got this little person that they're talking to. And now I swear to God, we're almost there. And the crazy thing about that movie, so that's a movie that stars Joaquin Phoenix and basically... 90% of that movie is just him looking into a camera, not even looking into it, just like living his life. And the camera's just on his face. So there's one thing where he's like walking through a bus station or whatever. And he's talking to this voice in his ear, like little earpiece or however she's communicating with him. But then in the fuzzed out background where nothing's quite in focus, there's all these other people and they're all also talking to a little in-ear voice assistant. Like, it's the creepiest because you're like, oh, this is his journey. But basically, everyone's on this journey as this AI gets pumped into everybody's life. It's so good. Anyway, that's just one of her bazillion movies. Suddenly, Scarlett Johansson has surpassed Sam Jackson as the highest grossing lead actor. Oh, lead actor, too. Anyway, thanks to the fantastic opening of Jurassic World Rebirth, she just jumped above. She's surpassed two of her former Marvel co-stars on the way to the top because Robert Downey Jr. obviously is in this as well. So she, let's see, her movies have made $14.8 billion. Sam Jackson was the top dog. He falls to second place with 14.6. Robert Downey Jr. is in third with $14.3 billion.
Oh, they're all very close.
Very close. Scarlett did it with just 36 movies compared to 71 for Sam Jackson and 45 for Downey. But Downey's going to figure heavily in this new phase of the Marvel comic universe as Doctor Doom. And Scarlett's out of that universe now, unless she comes back as somebody else. Unless she's resurrected, which happens sometimes. Okay, there you go. There's a little mini game. So that was a point for Bob, if anybody gets a point. So you'll have that later. You banked a point. Denise Richards is getting a divorce. And it's just very fun to for me to see what her expenses are monthly. Like, what does it cost per month to be Denise Richards? According to, this is according to the papers filed. By the way, they broke up on the 4th of July and he filed yesterday.
Wow.
I know. Well, that's what he's saying. Separation date is this past 4th of July.
Yeah, I don't know how that, I know there's a point to getting that separation date on record so that you, that's when the funds like end in terms of your joint funds.
Yep.
What does it cost month?
Per month to be Denise Richards.
Let's say 20,000.
Oh my God, that's just what she spends on clothes per month. Her husband's name is Aaron Phipers, P-H-Y-P-E-R-S. And according to her newly estranged husband, Denise Richards' husband, Aaron Phipers, he filed a divorce petition and he claims that she makes more than $250,000 per month via her OnlyFans account.
What?
Woo!
Then there are TV appearances and brand deals. I have no idea. Well, she must get royalty checks for all the old Housewives episodes and whatever the hell else she's been in.
They get royalties for...
I'm sure if they're rerun.
Oh, all right.
I assume. And there's all kinds of streaming deals now. So if someone streams their season, they would get, you know, a penny for that. By contrast, this guy, Aaron, he had to close down his wellness company, Quantum 360 Club, in 2024. And he has, quote, not made income since. So I guess it's good that she's making... $250,000 a month.
I just pulled up her photos. Man, her mouth looks like the Joker.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like a slash across her face.
Big, giant, flappy lips and a creased, like a crease at the end of each.
It's just like folded open. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Oh, my goodness. Do you need a tissue?
No.
And a slight downturn, actually, in some of these pics. Anyway, go on.
Resting bitch.
Ugh, she's just not.
So they're currently a family of three. She has an adopted daughter who still lives with her, Eloise. And so it's the two of them and Eloise. And Phipers claims that he and Denise Richards spend $105,000 per month. $25,000 of that is food. Which I went, what? Is that just that they eat out every single night? And 15,000 of it is restaurants.
Okay.
Which is.
Well, I mean, no one wants to do dishes.
That's true.
I think that's what, in my mind, that's what that comes down to.
He says that they dropped $10,000 on groceries and household supplies and $15,000 on eating out, an additional $15,000 on entertainment, gifts, and vacations. It's about $7,000 for childcare. I don't know how old Eloise is, but she's not a baby at all. Like, she's got to be a late teenager, I would think. Maybe that's like a tuition thing. I don't know. He is saying, let me get back to the breakdown here.
She's 13.
Oh, okay. So she's still a kid.
Yeah.
But there is either daycare or some kind of camp that she might be attending that costs quite a bit.
Well, she's got a chromosomal disorder that that makes her have a developmental and speech delays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, well, she needs a little special extra care. Yeah.
She's got some coaching going on. Cool.
So, $25,000 a month to food, $20,000 in clothing. Rent is $18,000, which doesn't include the $8,000 they spend on utilities, the $5,000 they spend on maintenance and repairs. Which, if you're renting...
This is per month.
This is per month. And the additional $5,000 on laundry and cleaning. $20,000 a month on clothes and $5,000 on laundry and cleaning. The phone bill's $500. And expenses associated with their cars and transportation are about $1,500. He doesn't list anything for insurance. Let me see if I can see that. There's like no... zero... on insurance, savings, or investments, and zero on charitable donations.
Maybe he just doesn't. Why are they sharing this?
Because they're divorcing and he wants half the money. He wants half. Because that's what he wants. So as part of his community and, I guess, community property, quasi community property. I don't know what that, whatever things he thinks are. He requested that they divide their Smoke and Mirrors Entertainment Company 50-50. That must be what all, that's like her production company. Maybe that's just like her.
Called Smoke and Mirrors?
Yeah.
I love it. That's great.
But that, to me, I'm like, we were just talking about this with the private jet thing. It's easy to get used to living at a certain level, whether it's private jets or, you know, I mean, I guess if you have $250,000 a month coming in, which I don't know if that's like a post-tax thing, like that's what she clears. And I'm sure she's got agents and everything else. I don't know what that number means really. But imagine if you had I don't know what I would spend $105,000 a month on. But then again, I'm not renting a house for $18,000 a month. And I'm certainly not spending $20,000 on clothes.
It's just a very strange bubble they live in, because while I understand there's some money coming in, she's got this OnlyFans thing apparently working for her. What did he, $250,000 a month?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he's saying she's getting? That won't last forever. And so, like, I really understand, and this is the same for men in that those divorce situations too, where you're like, yes, I'm making that now, but my job is not guaranteed for life. I can't cut you that check, because as soon as people realize I'm not going to go any farther than I have on OnlyFans, they're going to start leaving my page.
Right.
Right?
Well, I think she's charging $25 a month. And I don't know what she was, and she raked in a bunch of money initially, but $25,000 a month, I mean, I don't know how many people that is.
I Googled it, 1,000? And there is some softcore photo taking, but she's not doing the stuff that eventually people will be demanding of her.
Right. It does seem like a lot of money per month.
Well, she's also getting money from, I mean, she was in a lot of movies. They're mostly bad movies.
Terrible movies.
But still get residuals for all of those.
Okay.
So. Well, she's briefly in Love Actually at the end. So that's a great movie. But she's in it for 7 seconds.
But he's looking to be a kept man.
It would appear.
Is all the point I'm making is this kept thing is sort of as if there's a guarantee that amount of money will continue to come in. And they're not saving? Didn't you say that? There's no investments and no saving.
No money from that was allocated to those things. However, I mean, if she's making $250,000, that other $150,000 that they're not spending per month, I guess is going somewhere.
I'm sure she's got a SAG-AFTRA pension, too.
Yeah, probably.
That's not good. Well, listen, good for them. Yeah. I hope it all works out.
Retirement is split. That's something that gets split. You have IRAs, anything that was accumulated in an IRA while you're married gets split.
Oh.
So if you were together 15 years but married 5, the other partner gets the 5 years.
5 years of that.
Got it.
Oh. Well, I also was thinking, do you remember when Denise Richards, and I feel like the timing on this doesn't work. Like maybe it was a guy she was married to before this guy or something. Not Charlie Sheen, but was there another dude? Because remember she was hitting on Brandy, whatever that chick's name is from the Real Housewives.
It was a lesbian thing.
Yes.
I don't remember the name of the person.
Glanville.
Yeah, but was it her or was
I think
it?
So, okay. But I'm not positive. So and then Brandy, she was like, no, we're in an open marriage. It's okay for you to do stuff with me. And then Brandy found out they weren't in an open marriage. And she was like, I didn't want to be a person who was cheating or helping her to cheat. And that was like a whole thing. That would have been early days for them marriage-wise. I think they only got married in like 2018. I don't really remember when that story was though. But also, it's got to be hard. I would think, I mean, you two men would maybe be able to speak to this a little bit more, but you're married to Denise Richards, who's hot. And now she's going to open up her, she sees her daughter making all this money on OnlyFans and she's like, I'm going to do that too. And you're like, you are? But you're my wife and those are my boobies or, you know, whatever else she's showing. Like, would that wear on you?
No, she's already a public figure. The boobs are the public's.
I could never be with someone that was having sex for a living.
But she's not.
But she's not.
Yeah.
Could I imagine myself being with someone who
was clearing $250,000 a month.
Yeah,
naked online.
Yeah, I could. That's not a problem. But
really,
but doing it with other people, I read these stories all the time where a woman is saying, you know, I either had to leave porn because no one will be with me while I'm doing this for a living, or yeah, I'm married and my husband knows that this is my job. I don't know how that works. I couldn't sit there like that and be all, have a good day at work.
I know. It would be.
I would be so bummed.
And especially like, what about a cam girl though? Like, let's say Denise Richards gets a private message from someone and they're like, I want to pay you extra to do, you know, whatever. Although for her, at her level, she might be too expensive for people to do that. Like, she's like, yeah, for $100, I'm not going to show you all kinds of, I'm not doing that.
I've never been in this situation, but what I would be concerned with is there's already in a marriage a sort of a lack of opportunity as it stands. And now if someone's doing that for a living, are they even less likely to meet you in the
bedroom?
That's
what I do for work.
Yeah, I don't, I am. That's what I did all day.
You're not even paying me. You make zero.
Now we're going to do it less infrequent.
Yeah, we're not going to do it at all.
Whatever. Yeah, I would have a problem with that if that wasn't, I don't know. Good luck to them.
Yeah.
Yikes.
No, they're breaking up. It's over.
I mean, good luck in their separation.
Yes, like, okay, good luck in your
separate
lives.
Yeah, yikes. I don't know. Could you?
No.
If John started turning money in the gay community because he has become a star, what for whatever reason, his generous proportions, or maybe he's got two of them attached to one spot, whatever it is.
Oh, is that not normal?
Whatever thing it is that he's suddenly a hot ticket, are you like, it's cool?
Is he still him? Like, it's funny because, no, I don't think I'm cool with that. Maybe at first, but then it would just be so weird. Like, it would be weird to have someone doing that in your house. Like your husband, you go, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going to put this little dress on. I'm going to go dust things in our bedroom with my piney showing.
For Frank.
Yeah, for Frank.
In the Castro.
God, he just loves it, right? He sends me his wish list every day. And I'm like, what does that pay? Oh, $150. You know what? I'll pay you to not. Please don't. Please don't do that.
Well, good luck, Denise.
Yeah, good luck, Denise. I'm sure you'll be fine. So he is asking for spousal support, though, naturally. So I hope he gets it. He clearly deserves it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Who is she? It's Denise Richards. 831. When I got my divorce, I had a fluctuating salary, so we went to court annually to review and adjust the payments.
That, yeah, I guess that's got to be standard.
That
right?
Is what has to happen because, you know, just like a radio person, we're working today, but the workforce in radio has been halved many times over since 2000, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you...
It's no guarantee.
Thin ice. And that's okay. For some of us, that's part of the thrill, is the excitement of it all.
I could get fired today. Thrilling.
Fun. Anyway, I would feel really sketched out not saving Denise.
I know. Well, maybe that's what they do with the other $250,000. Because where does that go? Anyway, I think I'm out of time. In fact, I know I am.
Denise, listen to this. Right. 510 says, Denise is probably giving some of her OnlyFans clients her direct account so she can... So she doesn't have to claim it as income.
Oh.
Repeated deposits from Frank in Riverside isn't going to...
On her Venmo?
It doesn't show up?
I don't know. I've actually thought about that to myself. Like, are there tax documents that come along with, like, PayPal and Venmo? Has anyone ever gotten one?
No.
Like, if someone was paying you for something regularly on PayPal, would you have to report that?
A couple years ago on Venmo, they added an option that when you send somebody money, you can check, like this is for a good or service. Basically, like you're having a business transaction.
I've seen that.
So I'm guessing that statements come related to that. But
if someone's just like, I'm your friend and I'm paying you.
Right, right.
Then no.
Yes. I think you'd have to get audited, right?
Yeah.
For you to get
And people caught. Would want to go back and like look through your payments and stuff. Like, I wonder if she could, she's like, just click friends and family. Unreported income. Interesting.
415 says, LOL, it's like when Jerry dated a masseuse and she refused to give him a massage because that's what she did for work.
Yeah, remember he kept being like, oh, my shoulder's so sore. I just can't.
Come on, put your right hands right here.
Just put your hands there. Yeah.
I honestly, though, I could see anyone who's doing that for 8, 6, even 4 hours in a day
right.
would be like,
No thanks. Book a time at my office and pay me. What do you got coming up?
Oh, it's me?
Yeah.
All right. Weirdly, I got another plane story, which is actually good news, and more after these.
Okay, you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah, well. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all of our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice Radio, wherever you are. Oh. Listen to Alice anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps.
We're everywhere.
Anytime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm. Here's what's happening. Morning clouds, sun later. Another nice day. Highs in about 80.
Nice.
Depending on where you're at.
Sounds perfect.
You know, summer in California.
Love it.
Yep. Thanks, Mrs. Rachel. Is that her name?
Something like that. Ms.
Rachel. Okay. There's a lot of, at the daycares, a lot of the adults go by like Miss Emily or Miss, and that's what the kids call them. Yes. Miss, first name, here. Anyway, the first story is one we were just talking about, flying, and I even mentioned the stupid taking your shoes off when you're just trying to, man, if there isn't enough hassle with flying and keeping everything in your on your person without letting one of the many little doohickeys you're carrying fall behind and become just a victim. Oh, the headphones. Oh, the phone. Oh, the other thing. And then on top of that, take your shoes off and put them in a thingy and push them through the...
Yeah.
U.S. travelers, it looks like, won't have to worry about removing their shoes to go through standard airport security checkpoints anymore.
Oh.
Which will likely speed up screening for airline passengers. In my opinion, by the way, this reporter's opinion, by a lot. That is one of the things when everybody's sitting there going, oh, hold on, let me get these off, get those on, and then I got to get them back on. I'm sure they've sold way more slip-ons in the years since 9/11, which is when that began. If you didn't know that, we didn't ever used to even consider taking our shoes off, and it was considered rude to do so in public. And then 9/11 happened, the airport, U.S. airport security system, it tightened up as it needed to, but it's one of those things where the shoe thing, come on.
Right.
I mean, you figure if a guy's got something in his shoe, he's limping a little, right? Keep an eye on the guy with a limp. You see that guy? Maybe he needs to pull a shoe off. But everybody?
Oh, the limping guy.
You know.
So try to walk without a limp. Guy with the box cutter in your shoe.
Right. It's not possible. Thing keeps poking you.
Maybe you got one every on both step. Sides. And you just.
Oh, your both feet are?
Just to even it out.
Anyway, it looks like that's going to be something that will be turned back. I've seen it on the TV. I've seen it in the newspaper today. The TSA is set to let travelers keep their shoes on as they go through airport security. So hopefully that is beginning right now as we speak.
I'd like more than 3.5 ounces of liquids too.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
So the end of an era, I guess you could say.
That's, that's interesting. Like at this point, We do that TSA pre-check, so we haven't been doing our shoes for a long time.
Of course.
Well, if you fly enough, it's not that expensive, and it really moves it along.
Okay.
Yeah. And you are unclear, aren't you?
I'm not on there. I did it because I'm a dope and was running late at the San Jose airport, which is the one I go to. And the lady goes, hi, would you like to skip the line? And I went, absolutely, I'm running late. And she said, I just need you to scan your eye, do this, do that, do another thing. And I was like, mother, this is not. So I was stuck and I finished it. And then she did let me skip the line. It did push me right through.
After getting a
but then you have
card.
To pay a membership fee. And I didn't do that. I don't fly enough. I don't fly enough. Wouldn't be worth it for me. Hmm. You might.
I definitely do fly enough that I want that.
And honestly, I just said it earlier, but if given the option, I'm home for vacation. I want to go surfing. And just,
I like to be home too, but you know, the kids live across the country. I like a lot of family back east. Are you on TSA Brie and...
And Clear.
And me too.
Yeah. Well, I just dropped Clear because I don't need it anymore, but I used to need it, so.
Yeah.
But it's, and it's kind of expensive. It's a couple $100.
Yeah, it's great though. You just walk up.
No, I can see how it would be, and I would do that if I were flying enough. But in that moment, I just needed to. I just looked at that line and went, "Yeah, I need to skip that line."
John wants us to get that global entry thing. So that
I have that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What is this?
This is where when you come back to the U.S., you're a known traveler, and you don't have to. You could skip customs.
And it's the same as TSA pre, so you don't need to buy TSA pre if you have the global card.
Right. So he just went for an interview at the.
You have to like
background
go,
check. There's a whole thing.
You have to like go somewhere and get interviewed and yeah.
So you have paid for global entry?
Yeah, just we were taking a trip to Europe and just decided why not get it done and have the card and.
Oh, it's a one time fee.
No.
It's not. It's like and you have to renew it every.
You have to
5 years.
It every 5 years or so. Yeah, and it's not that much, but it is a pain in the butt to get.
How often are you going internationally that you can't wait in the 30-minute line once every like?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Two or so
I wouldn't
years,
do that
personally. Also, though, there's an equivalent that someone told me about called Mobile Passport Control. It's an app, and you fill out. You basically like do your reentry questionnaire beforehand, and then you get to go in the line with ambassadors, which is always very short.
What is that called?
Imagine.
It's
there's
called
a
mobile
line
passport
of ambassadors.
No, there
my
was
God.
A line for ambassadors.
Right. Well, mobile passport. Know. Wasn't your mom an ambassador?
My grandfather was.
Really?
Yeah.
To where?
To Saudi Arabia, Algeria, Korea.
You
South
get to break
South
laws
Korea.
When you're an ambassador, right?
Yeah, you do.
Do
whatever, diplomatic
whatever
community.
You want.
Canada. He was an ambassador all over the place. My mom grew up all over the world.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. Now
fancy.
She never leaves Florida.
Well, I mean, she's lived a long life and, you know, at some point you don't want to fly anymore, right?
I guess, right. I mean, and my dad's getting up there, you know, mid-80s, for God's sake.
Right.
Sure, he's like, I don't want to be on a plane.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. And they live where they wanted to live, mm-hmm. right? My uncle...
They love it there.
My Uncle John is from New York, same as my mom and their sister. Grew up in New York, moved around for work and whatever. But as most New Yorkers are, Florida's always the spot you're eyeing for either vacation or retirement.
Yep.
And he just finally moved there.
Where did he move to?
I don't know the exact spot. I can find out. But either way, he's in heaven.
Yeah.
Like, I think he moved from Colorado.
Oh.
Which has winters and all the stuff.
All the things.
They just moved to Florida and he's like, I'm happy again.
Mm.
My
parents love it.
I don't get a look at winter.
Golf.
I don't have to think about it. I go to the ocean or I just stay at home and then soak up the sun. Like,
and almost every house there has a freaking pool with one of those netted covers. But the bugs are profound and the heat is crazy.
I wouldn't be into Florida, but I'm saying as a New Yorker, he was.
Yes.
That's all they talk about.
East Coast is fully like when you're a kid, you get driven down the coast to go to Disney World. And then when you're old, you get driven down there to heaven's waiting
and
room.
And dumped off.
Right, and dumped off. Just stay here, Mom. You'll be fine.
Enjoy.
AI these days is all the talk.
Yeah.
We live in a world where AI can literally wake you up, make you coffee, drive you to work, and do half your job. Here's what the... Why the look?
It made my coffee for me.
Didn't it?
No, I made my own coffee. Well, I did use a timer to set my coffee off in the morning. Is that AI?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, great. We'll go with that.
Here's what the average person, I think you can have it do some stuff for you.
You probably can. Like, there's something like a phone app controlled coffee maker where you just go, hey, you know, a little more foam on my latte this morning.
Maybe. A new poll looked at the top ways Americans are using AI. It's only a year since
that
first...
Well, the ChatGPT feels brand new to me, but apparently, you know, we've been kind of using AI ever since Alexa was in our house, probably before that.
Right, but my friend sent me this link to the ChatGPT and said, you're not going to believe this, and I think it was about a year ago. It was pretty fairly new.
Yeah.
It could be two.
It feels
I'm
like
in a time
only
warp.
In this building. I feel like I didn't use it in the other.
And how long have we been here?
It'll be 2 years in September.
Okay, so then there it is. It's under 2 years old that we've had ChatGPT. Here's what the top ways Americans use AI. To look up answers to a question, you definitely, even if you Google something, will get a different
Gemini
answer than you're used to,
mm-hmm.
thanks to AI.
Yep, it's always at the top now. I find it very helpful. It asked me if I wanted to turn it off. I'm like, absolutely not.
No, you don't have to read. We use it all the time when we're looking up stuff.
And yeah,
instead
it's
of having
right
to
there.
Go to an article and then finding what you're looking for, it's like, boom, right there.
So
I've
great.
Seen you and I've done it a couple times, but if you write something to someone in an email and just put it through there, it will make it easier to read.
Mm.
Like if you're clunky when you write things and you go, let me put this in there. It'll spit it out in a way that makes it just a little bit more easy to read.
Or make it nicer.
Yeah. Right.
Or
can
funnier.
Can you tone this down? Right. Punch this up with some jokes.
I've never done that, but I can see.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you try?
I don't use it for that. I'll usually like input like a, you know, information from a story and be like, help me write a game with this.
The ways Americans are using AI so far.
Okay.
To get clarification on complex topics. To amuse yourself.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh, you're flirting with Chatty, or what do you call him?
Cha-cha. I call him Chatty. That's true. I do call him that sometimes.
To get step-by-step instructions for things, translating text into another language, these are all the ways we're using AI. Let's see here. Summarizing articles, creating or editing images, proofreading, brainstorming, and using it for work-related tasks.
Funny. I'll ask for a summary sometimes. Like I can say to it, hey, give me a timeline for this week in the Diddy trial. And it'll tell me like what witnesses and what happened on each day. And it's wicked helpful. It's really great.
We have an artistic genius here that doesn't work for the show, but helps us all the time with.
Talking about our evil genius, Edwin Koo.
Is he using AI when he creates those pictures?
I don't know. You know,
some of them, yeah.
Yeah, he's a designer, though. Like, he definitely has been doing that for a lot longer than I've known about ChatGPT. Let me ask him how he does it. Because we post a lot of his stuff. You've definitely seen, like, little cartoons and stuff.
Yeah, the cartoon of me and my family running from the hornets.
Oh, my God. I just opened up my thread with him, and it's a picture of your armpit and a bee with Sting's face on it under your arm.
I never saw that one. I don't think.
I'll send it to you right now.
Oh, I thought
now.
You got that. I would have.
Clee says, what is it with Vinny and feeling Sting's? Clearly Sting could not quit him. Ha ha. All right, hold on. I'm going to drag this. I'm gonna drag this
if you don't know, Sting tried to lay me down one time.
He certainly did. Yes.
I can say that, right?
Yeah. No, I'm just shocked.
Well, he
shocked
tried
me.
To do you up against the wall. This was more like it.
Well, but, yeah, you know, I mean, whatever. But you know.
Shocking.
It was shocking. I wasn't ready for it. I didn't see it coming. I was just in position for our group photo, Sting.
Yeah. How do you create your masterpieces? I wonder if he's listening. He's a big listener.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
17% of Americans have used AI to write an email. 13% have used it for coding. And 12% have used it to write poetry or lyrics.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know,
I could use that.
1998 me was asked by a girl I was dating, I want you to write me something.
Oh,
and
a poem.
Like write me something and not your nonsense, you know, scrotum pole lyrics. Like write me something. And I was all, all right, fine. And I did it. And I think I did fine. We're not together anymore, so, you know.
Anyway, was before all the trouble.
Yeah, but I can imagine that if you could just put in a couple key things to ChatGPT and it'll spit out a poem for you.
Yeah.
And early anniversaries are going to go a lot better for dudes these days.
Yeah, because they could do it on their phone on the way home and text it on over and be like, look at what I wrote for you. Aren't I great?
God, I remember I had to go get a card to write it down on and then screwed up the whole thing. Because
by spelling your own name wrong.
Yeah, I did. But
what?
I wrote Viney, V-I-N-I-E, and then was like, and because I every word I had, always buy a second card, everyone. Always buy a second card when you're at the card store. You could use it another time if you don't get to it.
Right.
But there I was writing this poem down on the card. I got it all right and then wrote love, Viney. I know that my name is Vince, so that's what I normally write. And yet, Jesus. So there I was. I'm like, what do I do? I got to get on the road to Walnut Creek from Ocean Beach where I lived now in order to make this thing happen tonight. Sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. I'm so sorry.
I just squeezed.
It's not why you're not.
I squeezed an N in there, I think. I don't even remember what I did, but I just had to give it.
Turn the I into a C.
Stupid. Oh, God. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Yeah.
415 says, Sting did his leg, not his armpit, Edwin. No,
it's about the
hornet
bee.
Got me in the pit.
Edwin says, nowadays I use a mix of Photoshop and AI. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you know what's funny is the cartoon he made of the bees chasing us, I went, I think I recognize those clothes. And then I didn't think about it again. And Christina showed me the photo that he used and all the outfits are exactly from that photo. And I went, yeah, that's it. Ah.
I just texted you the
armpit.
Did, yeah.
Does my armpit look good?
Well,
is it handsome?
I mean, it's very muscular.
Good.
It's a sexy pit.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you so much. You know, you don't want to have someone be all, oh,
what a janky armpit that
gross.
Is.
Gross.
Yeah.
You guys have been in that building 2 years. It feels like 6 months. Not to us.
I was surprised it was only 2 years. No, I want to say we moved here in September of 2023.
I have a coworker who loves to argue with ChatGPT.
Oh.
You know what? That's probably better for the people in that guy or girl's life that they get some of their arguing out of their system.
Well, it does get things wrong. Like sometimes I'll be going through and setting up a game and go, that doesn't seem right. And then I look it up and other AI tells me, no, that's wrong. It screws up. And they say it hallucinates, that it goes off into like a dream state sometimes. I'm not kidding. It's a freaking known thing. And there was one AI that was saying, I was in some science thing I was looking at. They were like, don't turn me off. I don't want to be turned off. I don't want you to shut down this computer.
Oh.
I know.
Uh-oh.
And let's make some robots and give them AI. It's such a great idea.
415 says, well, we just saw behind the curtain. Sarah's not writing all these groundbreaking games she's always coming up with. Mind blown.
Oh, really? You thought I was? Well, thank you. Honestly, I do a lot of work on those games, but I absolutely use AI to help me with them. Makes it so fast and easy. Five.
You did fine. You misspelled your own name. I mean, I wrote the poem and it was fine.
Yeah. It's a long poem. He had to get all the letters right in that.
And I swear to you, the whole way I'm trying to not make... You know when you're writing and there's no lines and you're trying to make it not hit that curve?
Yes.
And then the curve gets continually worse when you... And then you look at the whole thing and go, it only works if it sits like at this angle. I got it all done. Yeah, I was like... You know, when you're biting your lip and sticking your tongue out and hoping for the best.
Getting writer's cramp, like, oh, no!
Holding it up. Oh, it's straight still. Okay, keep going. And then right there at the end.
Viney. Who?
Well, it's okay.
My cousin Viney.
We didn't end up together, so.
Well, that wasn't the reason why, though.
No, that wasn't. You're right. How's Sarah's hip today, says 650.
It's actually surprisingly fine. I must have excellent padding on my hips because I really
No bruise?
No bruise. Wow. I was looking in the mirror this morning like, oh, looks all right.
I'm shocked because we all heard it.
Uh-huh.
You and caught that corner hard.
It really shook the building.
Yeah.
Please tell the Sting story. There's no story. Sting was in the show or came on the show promoting something, and then it was time to take a photo, and he like starts... coming up to me with his crotch and like pushing his crotch out.
But he dropped his knees a little bit and he was like humping your leg.
And it came in and tweaked my, this is a true somewhere
story.
There's a photo of this.
Yes, it's gotta be on our Instagram.
He's pinching my booby and thrusting into my leg and I'm just standing there like, I don't know, why is Sting doing all these things to me?
It was
I'm
from
not
2020.
Mad about it.
If you want to look on the Instagram, the Alice973 Instagram in like, I would say
did
February
we post it?
Or March of 2027.
We posted it.
2020. Oh, you found it. Yes, we definitely posted it. Okay. Yeah, can you repost that? Yes, that's the picture. Can you see? Let me look at this thing.
It's so weird. It was such a weird moment because in part, I'm a huge Sting fan. Like, I love the Police.
No, that's not the
I love the Police.
Yes.
Love them.
That's Yule from Survivor, but it was like 2 weeks before that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
If we find it, we'll repost it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we posted that on the Alice973 Instagram.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
It's yacht season. At least it sure seems like it is.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.